As is our custom, I'll be reading and giving a brief meditation on a new psalm at the beginning of the month. We'll be singing that all throughout the rest of the month. It'll be Psalm 148 today. That's Psalm 148. I've chosen this psalm to go along with our meditation considering the birth of Jesus Christ and the angels that came to praise him. And Psalm 148 calls attention to that as well. Psalm 148. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you stars of light. Praise him, you heavens of heavens, and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded it, and they were created. He also established them forever and ever. He made a decree which shall not pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures in all the depths. Fire and hail, snow and clouds, stormy wind fulfilling his word. Mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars. Beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His glory is above the earth and heaven, and he has exalted the horn of his people. The praise of all his saints, of the children of Israel, a people near to him. Praise the Lord. As I mentioned, given our emphasis this month on the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, how the angels announced him, I've chosen to meditate on Psalm 148. And you'll notice that this is a psalm that calls all creatures in heaven and on earth to praise the Creator. Starting with heaven, the psalm calls angels and the hosts of heaven to praise God. Now, the subject of angels fascinates us, doesn't it? The Bible reveals that God created spiritual beings to do his will. These beings we call angels. They carry on many tasks. Some of them are seen worshiping God. Some are described as serving as messengers of the Lord. And some are described carrying out God's purposes in heaven and on earth. You also know that they play a prominent role in the Christmas story, announcing the birth of Christ and filling the heavens with praise. That's what we looked at last week in the sermon. The angel said, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men." In Psalm 148, David calls these mighty creatures to come and to worship the Lord. Joining the angels, David also calls the heavenly created order to also acknowledge and to give praise to God. Now, he mentions sun, moon, and stars, those things that are seen in the heavens, and they aren't intelligent. And they aren't animate like the angels, but they are beautiful, they're powerful, and they're vast. Like the angels, they were created by God, by the word of his power, and they were created to give glory to God as the creator. David then shifts from the heavenly realms to the earthly realms. God also created the earth, the sea, the forest and weather, all the creatures that live on the earth and in the seas. And once more, these are the inanimate features of our world, not the animals are certainly think and move and breathe, but not like mankind or the angels. Once again, they are the things that are beautiful. They're complex, and they can't help but bring glory to God. And David takes note of that in saying that these are all assembled in the presence of God and they show God's glory. But the high point of the psalm comes when men and women praise God. I call it the high point because the high point of all of creation, the pinnacle of Genesis chapter 1, is not the heavenly hosts and the angelic beings and the sun, moon, and stars and the world. The pinnacle of all creation is the creation of mankind. Even as glorious as the angels are, and even as awe-inspiring as the universe is, even as beautiful as the world is, the best and the highest work of God in creation is mankind. Men and women alone are the ones that are described as being created in God's image and having a soul that can believe in the Lord and worship him in the ways that God has made us. The rest of creation does indeed bring glory to God, whether it is the sun, moon, and stars or the creatures. They demonstrate God's creativity and his awesome power. And the angels do have a role in worshiping the Lord too, but it is only mankind. It is only those that experience the redeeming power of God. You and I are ones that are affected by sin. We have fallen from grace, and the Lord has reached out to save us from our sins. And he hasn't done that for any other creature, nor the angels in heaven. We are ones that know the saving power of the Lord Jesus Christ. So men and women, those that are of authority and those that are common like we are all brought before the Lord to praise and to worship him. And we join together with the angels in heaven. It is fitting for the angels to praise and worship God. He is God and they are not. And we don't worship angels, we worship God. And it's fitting for us then to join the angels in heaven and all the created order to indicate who is God, praise and to worship him. So we'll be singing that throughout the month. We'll be singing Hallelujah. That's the one word that's translated praise the Lord in this version. We'll be singing Hallelujah, praise the Lord. We're doing something majestic and something eternal, praising the God who made us and redeemed us. So let's turn in our Psalters now, Psalm 148, Selection A. With that meditation, I hope that you'll sing with knowledge, praising the God who made us and redeemed us. We'll stand and sing Psalm 148a.